Info Dumpies. My name is Brianne. I have ADHD. I'm autistic. And today I'm going to be dumping alone. Violet is fine, but this is going to be a special format we do where I just kind of talk about autism and ADHD and where those fall under the greater umbrella of neurodivergence. So I make my money doing mostly freelance work, but the bulk of what I do is doing peer support / coaching for other late diagnosed autistic and ADHD people like myself. And I was diagnosed as autistic and ADHD months apart, but at 30 years old. Through getting all of these answers about my brain and myself and just finally having something that explained so many things I had questions about and things I didn't know I had questions about. Learning about autism specifically, because personally for me, I feel like that one affects my life the most, it became a special interest of mine. And that was a few years ago, but now doing a peer support, I've turned my sort of newfound special interest in autism and ADHD into a way to help other people who were in my shoes, because I did not have anyone at the time to talk to about it. I didn't have anyone who understood. I didn't have anyone who could kind of guide me. All that to say, I read a lot about autism and ADHD and where they fit under the neurodivergent umbrella and where they intersect with other types of brains and how that all fits into the greater framework of disability justice, and what happens when you live at the intersection of being autistic and or ADHD and other parts of your identity. This sort of solo episode is going to be a special format where, yeah, I'll probably do some cusses because I do. There's probably going to be fewer dick and fart jokes, but who knows? I feel like I take psychic damage if I can't make those regularly. But this is just going to be a more dump, like very specific, narrow dump about topics pertaining to autism, ADHD, and neurodiversity as a whole. So for this episode, I get really fired up about words sometimes. My degree is in linguistics, and I am never going to prescribe to someone how, you know, prescriptive grammar people are just upholding white supremacy, and that's another thing I can get into on another episode. But words have meaning, and I think a lot of late diagnosed folks are not used to being new to an already established community, because the neurodivergent community was here long before I was ever diagnosed or ever had any inkling that my brain ran on different software than most of the people around me. And I am also on TikTok, and I see so many people misusing the words neurodiversity and neurodivergent. I'm not the type of person who I'm going to split hairs about a lot of things in a lot of words. I'm not going to prescribe to you exactly how to talk in a lot of different instances unless I think misusing the word is doing harm. And I think there's been rampant misuse of the word neurodivergent to the point where I do think actively misusing it is doing harm. And I see a lot of people who I know, if they knew the full context of that word and what happens when you use it as a placeholder just for ADHD and or autism. I know a lot of people who I think if they knew better, they would do better and be more inclusive. So this solo episode is basically going to be me going over the history of the terms neurodiversity, the history of the word neurodivergent, and just what that really includes, what it doesn't include, when using it incorrectly might be hurting people, and just some things for you to consider as you go forward learning more about your brain, discovering more about yourself and interacting with people. I did a lot of things before I had all the information I needed that I would not do now, and I kind of want to provide that information for y'all as best I can. First, we're going to dive into the term neurodiversity. In 1998, Australian sociologist Judy Singer popularized the word neurodiversity in her thesis. A lot of sources will claim that she coined the term. She did not. It already existed on online forums for autistic people before she ever wrote it in her thesis. Hey, it's Brianne from the future. I recorded this episode several weeks ago, but since then, Judy Singer has been up to some fuck shit. Old white women will often old white woman, and turns out Judy Singer is a fucking TERF. She went off on Twitter with some bioessentialist TERF shit, in which she managed to also be super, like, she says she doesn't follow the medical model for disability stuff, and then she went on to follow the medical model for gender and disability stuff. It was wild. But anyway, she revealed herself to be a TERF, and then, I'm using the most sarcastic of quotes, apologized on Twitter, where she managed to further be ableist and also racist. Yeah, so Judy is a nasty old TERF. What's even wilder is she since rescinded her apology on LinkedIn, of all places, where she said that she didn't actually write it, and it was a bunch of her supporters who wrote it because they were tired of people out for blood because she dared to stand up to women, blah, 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 normal TERF shit. And she just kind of said, basically, buckle up, chuckle fucks. I'm about to get a lot worse in not so many words. I won't burden you with the hateful garbage, she said. But she also said that she regrets not trademarking the word neurodiversity. When I first recorded this, I kind of gently said that she didn't actually coin it, she defined it, because no one has corrected her, right? Like, no one, she has not, I should say, she has not corrected anybody in that. But the main source for the thesis where she first, quote-unquote, defined the word neurodiversity were autism self-advocacy forums, where autistic people were talking and talking about disability justice in the community. And she used all that work that these people were doing on these forums in the 90s as her main source, and then claimed she coined the term, when really she was taking this information from the community. It would have been different if she treated it as my thesis is a meta-analysis of the work the community has done so far and didn't claim that she coined the term, but she didn't do that. So, like, the term neuroqueer, sociologist Nick Walker says that she defined it in her paper, but completely says she did not coin the term neuroqueer because the community was already talking about it, and it was more bringing it to the attention of the wider community, perhaps outside of the neurodivergent and queer community. So Judy didn't do that. Judy took credit, so much so that when you look up the term, it's all Judy this, Judy that. But I think the term neurodiversity is still valuable. And I think what's even more valuable is recognizing that the term came from the community and not from this single hateful woman who wishes she could make money every time we say it. So I'm going to keep saying neurodiversity, and I'm also going to keep living a life that Judy would hate and embracing my trans loved ones wholeheartedly, because old white women, I don't know why they see inclusion of others as an exclusion of them, but here we are. Turns out she even follows JK Rowling on Twitter, so I hope she gets to be best friends with JK and they go out on JK's yacht and the orcas do what they do best. I hope you step on Legos, Judy. You fucking suck. Anyway, back to the previously recorded episode. Here we go. Let's go back to the past. I love you. But she did not coin the term, but she did bring it more to the public consciousness because she was privileged enough to go get a higher education and write her thesis about it and sort of give some sort of parameters for the definition of it that she maybe got from those forums. This term was meant to change the narrative that things that were described as neurological conditions were actually normal variations of the human brain, and that they should be considered a social category along the lines of, you know, sexual orientation, gender, rather than as a deficit to be pathologized or medicalized. Also, in that same vein, just because it is a natural variation, and this is me adding that, doesn't mean it's not a disability. I think there are a lot of people online also who are trying to distance themselves from maybe those autistic folks who have intellectual disabilities and higher support needs. And people are saying, you know, this isn't a disability. Disability is a completely neutral thing. And our differences do make those natural variations in the human brain disabling for us. So I want to clarify that I do consider my ADHD and autism just to be part of who I am. They are intrinsic to me, but they are also disabling to me. And that is neutral. It doesn't mean they're bad. It just means my life in the world as we exist and as we live it is going to be made harder, and I will not have the access to some things that other people do or the opportunities because of how I'm wired. disability is completely neutral. Anyway, the term neurodiversity was just made to say, hey, different types of brains, neurotypical, autistic, ADHD, dyslexic, you know, folks with dyscalculia, like I have, those are all normal variations of humans, and neurodiversity is part of biodiversity, and that is just, that is nature. So neurodiversity includes neurotypical brains because diversity is the characteristic of the group. There's a diverse group of types of brains, and that no two brains are going to be alike. Originally, the word was used to draw attention to things that were innate to a person, like ADHD, autism, dyspraxia, Tourette's, things you're born with. But that has changed with time to include acquired neurodivergences as well. So neurodiversity has more come to mean the natural variation in neurocognitive functioning, including neurotypicals, like I said. It's just part of nature, and it's not something to be cured. There is a quote from Judy Singer, who popularized the term, that says, "For me, the key significance of the autistic spectrum lies in its call for an anticipation of a politics of neurological diversity, or what I want to call neurodiversity. The neurologically different represent a new addition to the familiar political categories of class, gender, and race, and will augment the insights of the social model of disability." So that is where the term was widely popularized from, and Singer has written a lot about it. And yeah, that term I don't see getting used incorrectly as often as neurodivergent, which I'll get into, but the one area is when it's used to describe a single person. So from what you've learned about the term neurodiversity, it is talking about the differences between a group of people. Diversity is not a trait that can be attributed to an individual. It is inherently a quality of a group of people. So when someone is like, we're looking for a neurodiverse individual for this job position, that don't mean shit. That doesn't mean anything. That is one person. They are not going to be your neurodiverse hire. I think you mean neurodivergent, which is also an extremely vague term. That could mean a lot of things. It is such a huge umbrella. So we'll get into that also, because saying neurodivergent does not narrow things down a whole hell of a lot. But anyway, neurodiverse is not a term that can be applied to a single individual. Diversity is a property that groups have. An individual is neurodivergent. Kind of like saying the cast on a TV show is diverse, but an individual person in that cast is not going to be diverse, if that makes sense. So here's where I'm going to dive into the word neurodivergent. And this is the one that I see misused the most online, and the one that I think the most harm, in my opinion, is being done by misusing it, because on the internet, it has become shorthand for just saying autism and or ADHD, and it means so much incredibly more than just those two things. And I'm going to get into what it does mean, what it doesn't mean, and what I personally think misusing it does to hurt people. The terms neurodivergent and neurodivergence were coined in the year 2000 by Kassian Asasimasu, a multiply neurodivergent activist. There's a quote from Asasimasu from Tumblr circa like 2007 or 2008, where she says, "I coined neurodivergent before Tumblr was even a thing, like a decade or more ago, because people were using neurodiverse and neurodiversity to just mean autistic and possibly learning disabilities. But there's more, like way more ways a person can have a different yet fucking perfect damn it brain. Neurodivergent refers to neurologically different from typical. That's all. I am multiply neurodivergent. I'm autistic, epileptic, have PTSD, have cluster headaches, have a Chiari malformation. Neurodivergent just means a brain that diverges. Autistic people, ADHD people, people with learning disabilities, epileptic people, people with mental illnesses, people with MS or Parkinson's or apraxia or cerebral palsy or dyspraxia or no specific diagnosis but wonky lateralization or something. That is all it means. It is not another damn tool of exclusion. It is specifically a tool of inclusion. If you don't want to be associated with those people, then you are the one who needs another word. Neurodivergent is for all of us." In that quote, neurodivergent, there are more people who are neurodivergent than not. There was a recent tweet from Kassian that said, "Migraines are neurodivergence. how many of you get migraines? I'm betting it's a lot. It's extremely common. And the point is that it includes so many identities that when people are online just equating it with being autism and or ADHD, that does a disservice to both autistic and ADHD folks, and also folks who fit the myriad other types of brains that fit under the neurodivergent umbrella. And I think one thing that's notable is that neurodivergent includes acquired neurodivergence and mental illness under the umbrella of neurodivergent. And that means there are things under the umbrella that are hereditary, like autism, and acquired conditions, like traumatic brain injuries or CPTSD. And this may make you say, well, wouldn't almost everyone be neurodivergent? And yeah, that's kind of the point. That's why it's a tool of inclusion, like Asasimasu says. Society's idea that a typical exists and society's idea of a typical are nearly unattainable. The typical is truly the outlier. Human brains are part of biodiversity, and homogeneity of our brains would just be bad for us as a species. We wouldn't survive if we all were the same, if we all were what was deemed as typical. Our divergence is a feature of humanity, not a bug. And truthfully, at some point in most of our lives, whether it be by trauma, be it physical or mental, whether it be by disease or just age, most folks will be under the neurodivergent umbrella at some point in their life if they aren't already. I have seen people, when I'm scrolling through TikTok, say, I'm not neurodivergent, but I have anxiety and blah, 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 under a post about ADHD or autism. And I'm so tempted to go up to every single one of those and be like, no, you're in the club, bud. Like, you're neurodivergent too. And neurodivergent is an umbrella term. I think the closest sort of parallel I can make is the LGBTQIA umbrella. There are so many identities and experiences underneath that umbrella, and while they may share some experiences and forms of marginalization, those experiences are in no way universal or the same, and all of those are influenced by the intersection of things like race, socioeconomic class, physical disability. There are even some folks who propose that people who are under the LGBTQIA umbrella should also just inherently fit under the neurodivergent umbrella, because our brain's experiences of sexuality and gender differ from what cis-heteronormative society deems as the default or typical. You know, and that is something I was looking at when researching this episode, and I'm like, all right, give me some time to think about that, because there's a time when being queer was pathologized. So that's something I'm going to be thinking about personally, because, yeah, I see their point. There is a link that I'll include to a chart made by Lived Experience Educator or Sunny Jane Wise on Instagram that I'll include a link to, because it's a really helpful graphic. And it lists some of the things under the neurodivergent umbrella, which I thought I would list to you, because chances are, if you're listening to this show, you have more than one of these that you experience. And also, Lived Experience Educator is just a really good account for you to follow. If you are figuring things out and you want to learn more about the neurodivergent community, they have just really helpful and accessible information. But the list includes things like ADHD, DID, OSDD, ASPD, BPD, NPD, dyslexia, CPTSD, dyspraxia, sensory processing, dyscalculia, PTSD, dysgraphia, bipolar, autism, epilepsy, OCD, ABI, tic disorders, schizophrenia, misophonia, HPD, Down syndrome, and synesthesia. That's a lot of stuff. I check multiple boxes here. It is accurate to say that I am neurodivergent, but you'll notice that in this podcast, when I do my introduction, I am specifically, the show specifically about info dumping, and those things come from the autistic and ADHD parts of my brain, right? Those are the parts that are prone to info dumping. So when we're doing our little cute intros, I'm not including the other parts of my neurodivergence that don't seem relevant, because the things that we are celebrating by doing this show and celebrating by, you know, the people that we have on as guests are ADHD and autism. So yes, I am multiply neurodivergent, but whenever I am talking about something that is inherent to my ADHD or my autism, I'm going to specifically call out those things because it doesn't do any good to say, I do this because I'm neurodivergent. There's a whole list here of different human experiences and different types of brains and different types of innate and acquired types of brains and experiences that when you just say neurodivergent, that means a whole spectrum of things and ideas. So all in all, neurodiversity is about celebrating the variation in human brains that we have. It also includes neurotypicals because they are part of the variation. It includes people with acquired neurodivergences, and that is just describing a group of human brains. It is a neurodiverse group. The neurodiversity movement says we embrace that. That is part of nature, that we all have different brains. Neurodivergent is just describing brains that diverge from what society deems as the normal. That is so many brains. So why are we online, especially in late diagnosed spaces, just using these terms to replace ADHD and autism? That's not accurate. It's not helping anyone. I feel like it inherently excludes people from the term neurodivergent, because when you are using it to just describe ADHD and autism, those people, like the people I see comment on stuff on TikTok all the time who are like, I just have anxiety or I just have this, but I'm not neurodivergent, those people get excluded. And the originator of the term said this is a word of inclusion. It's meant to include more people. So when we use that incorrectly to just say ADHD and autism, we are excluding so many fucking people. So many fucking people who are under that term. I think it does a disservice to the multitude of experiences under the neurodivergent umbrella. Especially folks who are figuring things out. Like, I learned that I had ADHD first. And I cannot tell you how many of those accounts that are like, I'm an expert in neurodivergent brains, neurodivergent this, neurodivergent that. And they were just using lateral ableism to avoid saying autism. So there are all of these things that got conflated as being, you know, uncommon ADHD traits was really popular as a term online when I was researching this stuff for myself. And because all of these terms were being used incorrectly, it took a while for me to find the things that said, no, actually, those things that were being called just neurodivergent traits, which is kind of a ridiculous idea because, like we said, there are so many different identities under that umbrella. There's not going to be a trait that we all share. But yeah, those things that were just saying neurodivergent traits, neurodivergent brains need this, those were keeping me from finding the language I needed to understand that the other thing that was affecting me so much was my autistic brain. And it wasn't until I found something describing ADHD traits and autism traits and what they look like in people who have both. It wasn't until I found someone who actually called things by the appropriate names that I went, oh gosh, I think I'm autistic too. Fuck, this makes a lot of sense. And then I actually had the language to go look things up, to go read more, to go see if that all applied to me. And if we're just using the term neurodivergent as a placeholder, how many people out there who are trying to figure out their own brains are just going to be left confused? They're just going to be left confused. And it really, when we misuse that term, it spreads misinformation. Like, I get so infuriated going through TikTok seeing, like, I'm a neurodivergent specialist therapist. It's like, okay, which ones? What are you? You have not told me that. And no one owes you saying what their neurodivergences are, but if someone is touting themselves as an expert in neurodivergent brains, are you a fucking expert in everything that fits under the neurodivergent umbrella? Because I seriously doubt it. That's why on my coaching site, it's audhdbree.com, because those are the things that I specifically have the lived experience for and that I'm reading about and that I know about. I'm not going to be claiming to be an expert on the entirety of the whole wealth of experiences under the umbrella. So when you are looking at information, trying to figure out your own brain, and they're just saying neurodivergent this, neurodivergent that, one, that doesn't make any sense because they're not going to be traits we all share. And two, it's spreading misinformation because there are going to be people who think, well, I don't do these autistic and ADHD things, right? So I must not be neurodivergent. When they very well might be experiencing something else under that umbrella and you have steered them in the wrong direction. And I think autistophobia is really hugely to blame. There is so much systemic injustice against autism and autistic people, especially those with higher support needs, especially those who are non-speaking, and especially those who also have intellectual disabilities, that if we try to distance ourselves from those with higher support needs and those who are early diagnosed, we are not being a part of the community. We are creating a separate community of late diagnosed people or late recognized, because self-diagnosis is completely valid. I'm going to say that again. Self-ID is completely valid, and I had a professional diagnosis, but I kind of wish I didn't right now because it's keeping me from being able to do a lot of things I need to do, which I guess I can probably get into on another solo episode sometime. But yeah, those who are late realized autistic, we are newcomers into a community that already existed and already had language. So instead of taking that language and making it whatever we want it to be and keeping ourselves out of that community, why are we not learning more and learning from those who are early diagnosed, learning from those who live at the intersection of these other identities, those who are non-speaking? Why are we not learning from those who also have intellectual disabilities? We are newcomers into a community that already existed. We learned we belonged to this community the whole time and didn't know. So these words and this language are not on us to try to change or gatekeep. They were already here. So why, if you are someone who is autistic or you are suspecting, if you want to avoid saying autistic, evaluate why. Because there is Aspie supremacy, which is basically those who are diagnosed with Asperger's or those who see themselves as having it, which I can get into why that's problematic in another episode, want to use that term to separate themselves from autistic people with higher support needs. So when someone who knows they're autistic is describing something that is a uniquely autistic experience and just uses the word neurodivergent, I always get extremely suspect because why are you trying to distance yourself from other autistic people? Like, most notably, fuckhead Elon Musk telling everyone on Saturday Night Live that he had Asperger's, which is just autism. Like, if you're diagnosed in the United States today, it's just autism. But saying Asperger's on there is deliberate. Like, it's deliberate. Asperger's is connected to white supremacy, and distancing yourself from other autistic people is just ableism. So again, there are uses for the word neurodivergent. And this is not to discourage you from ever using the word, because the word has a place and it has a use, but understanding what it means, and it just means a brain that diverges from what society deems as the normal, and what it doesn't mean, just ADHD and autism, I think that's key, because I know there are some people who are like, hey, I know my brain is different than most people around me, but I don't know why, and I'm still figuring it out. I use the word neurodivergent. Wonderful. That's great. There are some people who are multiply neurodivergent and don't want to give a long list of things they experience, which is completely valid. And it's accurate to say I'm neurodivergent. And there may also be times where you don't want to let people know exactly what kind of operating system your brain runs on, but you just need them to know that it's not what theirs runs on, and you might need some help, and it might not be safe to let someone know that you're autistic, because it's not always a safe thing to reveal. Yeah, the term neurodivergent works because you are, but my big issue is when people are sharing things to describe their experience as someone who is autistic or ADHD or ADHD. And instead of just calling those things what they are, they just call those neurodivergent. There is also prejudice for autism, like a lot, and they're rolling it into a lot of anti-trans legislation to include autism. So I understand that it's not always safe to tell people that you're autistic, but if you are making content that is created to be educational online, and if you are consuming that content and someone just says neurodivergent, it is not helpful to autistic people. It is not helpful. It makes people who maybe have a, like, I've had the experience where someone, I said, hey, this actually doesn't work for me. I need this accommodation for, you know, my autism. Could we please do this instead? And the person told me, you know, well, I'm also neurodivergent. I never had a problem with this, blah, 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 which is shitty in the first place, right? But then I asked them, I was like, oh, I didn't know you were autistic. And this person said, oh, I'm not autistic. I have ADHD. And it was like, hey, bud, that's not the same thing. So I have felt the effects of people assuming neurodivergence meant that we all had a shared experience. And I'd be really interested to hear if some of you also have, because it doesn't help anyone to misuse this term. It's a big umbrella. It's a big family. It fits into the greater paradigm of disability justice. And I think if we start using it correctly, you can find a lot of community and maybe discover even more new stuff about your own brain. Because things are talked about accurately and talked about in a way that gives you access to the language you need to learn more about yourself. Autistophobia affects us every single day. And when you avoid saying someone is autistic or saying something is an autistic trait, you are just feeding into this culture that is now making it okay to say that, hey, autistic people don't know themselves well enough, so now they can't get gender-affirming care in Missouri. There are scary things happening for autistic people who are, depending on what you look at, 5 to 7 times more likely to be transgender. So, you know, all social justice is intersectional. And if you care about trans people, you also need to be caring about autistic people, because the Venn diagram is not quite a circle, but it nearly is. You inherently have to. I made a TikTok a while ago about what neurodivergent means and what it doesn't mean. And God, were people salty in the comments. And I see so many people who have these huge platforms just saying things like, hey, are you neurodivergent? Neurodivergent hack. Neurodivergent this. And it's like, you are going to confuse so many people who haven't made it to the point in their journey yet where they have names for what they're experiencing. And it makes me so angry that they distance themselves from autism. So yeah, that's what neurodiversity means. That's what neurodivergent means. And now that you know, you can look out for information that is likely deliberately obfuscating what they're really talking about by just saying neurodivergent. You can use the term correctly and include everyone who's under that umbrella and make people find community easier. And maybe that'll also give you space to learn about yourself more. So as usual, I will have all of these notes, my color-coded notes, on the Patreon, but I will include links to several things like Sunny Jane Wise's graphic in the episode details, so make sure you take a look. If you are trying to figure out if you are autistic or have ADHD, or you have figured out that you have both and you don't know what to do with that information now, make sure you check the episode details if you are interested in some peer support or some coaching, because, and like I've said on my site, I would do this for free if I didn't have to exist under capitalism, but I really and truly enjoy getting to talk to other late recognized people and let you all know that you don't have to keep doing things the same way you were doing them, which sounds like a very easy thing, but it's not when you have internalized all of these neurotypical programs to try to pretend to be neurotypical and do things in a neurotypical way and be shamed for your disability. So yeah, if you want some support, I also provide a pretty steep discount for trans and BIPOC folks who would like to sign up. And yeah, that's my whole spiel. I don't want to take too long with my whole spiel because I genuinely just want to give you all this information and not do a bunch of self-promo. Yeah, that's it, buds. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to me take a solo dump. Hi, it's me again from the future of that episode, but in the past for you. I'm sorry I'm doing the button separately for now. We are batch recording these really far in advance because we're going to be moving and I don't want to interrupt our publishing schedule. So we have just kind of been hauling ass at these and I've been recording the little housekeeping section closer to publishing. So it's me again, back from the solo dump, but like a couple months later. Anyway, I'm here to do some housekeeping stuff. Like usual, if you want to see where I hang out on the internet, make sure you check the show notes for my social media handles and Violet's, even though she wasn't in this episode. Yeah, make sure you check out our other show if you like this and you haven't already. It is like a stoner vampire comedy romance. If you like Buffy, it's probably up your alley. It's got an autistic main character and an ADHD main character. If you like fiction podcasts, please go try it out. Our sound is absolute dog shit for the first few episodes, but we figure it out pretty fast, so it's good. That's today's lucky winner. And you can find that wherever you get podcasts or on the Mixnomer website, which is also linked in the show notes. Yeah, so if you want to support us, you can also become a patron on the Mixnomer Patreon, where you can enjoy rewards from any show we do now and any show we may do in the future. It's all going to be there if you want to support our little gang of weirdos. So go check out the show details to go support us on Patreon. For just $1 a month, you can join the Mixnomer Discord server, where we do live streams. We play Jackbox games with people in the Discord server just a couple nights ago. Violet and I did a stream of Baldur's Gate 3 where I thought it was going to be extremely silly, but I got very seriously into it and just kind of forgot that we were streaming for a little bit, but it was very fun. We put Asterion in a cowboy hat and I don't know, he's never taken the cowboy hat off. Anyway, when you support us on Patreon, you can also get a cool shout out at certain levels, like our friends Randy Lovings, Rachel Rachelson, Sewing Seraph, B. Trossler, Kelly Brennan, Smriti Singh, Helen Clifford, M. Mosin, Lutzi, and Fleetwood Mac Sex Pants. Yeah, if you want to see, I know I mentioned it in the episode, but if you would like some ADHD peer support or coaching, the link to my website for that is also in the show details, so make sure you check that out. But anyway, we will be back in a couple weeks, and I promise Violet will be with me this time. I'm sorry, you're all probably very disappointed she wasn't here. I know she's a star of the show. But anyway, I'll see y'all next time.